That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, Caleb Weehunt suggested a plan to outwit the women rulers of Pine Ridge. Lum immediately grabbed the idea and made arrangements to put it into action. The plan was to enter Pine Ridge late at night, steal all the official records of the city, and thus technically move the town to the men's hilltop encampment. This would leave the women city officers with no city to run. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, sometimes, friends, luxurious, peaceful sleep leaves us, and we find ourselves tossing and turning all night. Well, when an occasional restless, sleepless night comes your way, remember Miles Nervine. Now, Miles Nervine is a dependable, mild, but effective sedative that helps relieve nervous tension and quiet overwrought nerves, which so often cause wakeful nights. Try it next time you're jittery, cranky, and wakeful. Miles Nervine has been making good in thousands of American homes for almost three quarters of a century. It's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Caution, use only as directed. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents and liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a quality product made with scientific skill in Miles Laboratories. Always keep Miles Nervine in your medicine cabinet. Then you'll be prepared should nervous tension threaten your sleep and your next day disposition. Remember, your favorite druggist has Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find that it's late at night. Lum is giving some last-minute instructions to the band of men who have volunteered to enter Pine Ridge and secure the records. Listen.
All right, fellas, you all ready now? Let's see, Abner, Cedric, Frank. Wait a minute, where's Gilroy?
He's coming.
Now, you all know exactly what you're supposed... Wait a minute, what you got that lantern for, Abner?
Why, because it's dark. Want to see where we're going.
Well, for pity's sake, set it down. You ain't going to take that thing with you.
Lum, how do you expect us to get down there and do the stealing without no lantern?
Abner, if you fellas start down this hill carrying a lantern, every woman in Pine Ridge would know you's coming before ever you got there.
Oh.
Might just as well write them a letter and tell them you's coming.
Oh, well, they'd never get no letter in time, Lum.
Well, you've got to sneak down there. Can't you get that through your thick head?
Lum, if I try climbing down that hill in the dark, I'm going to break my neck just as sure as the world.
All right, we'll get somebody else to take your place then. We can get plenty of volunteers.
No,
we don't have to have
you. I want to go.
Here comes Gilroy, Mr. Lum.
Good.
I still say, though, as long as we're going to the trouble of stealing a town, what are we bothering with a little place like Pine Ridge for? Why don't we steal Hot Springs?
Come on over here, Gilroy. I just given out some last-minute instructions.
Or Little Rock.
Abner Hesha.
Or St. Louis, Missouri. Now, there's a place if you want to steal something.
Billy Fontaine's the best place.
Well, St. Louis, Missouri, you get a baseball team along with it.
Abner, I went all through that with you this afternoon.
Two baseball teams, Browns
and
the Cardinals.
All right, that's enough. Forget it. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Not another word about it.
No, sir.
All right, now, fellas, you all know what you're supposed
Chicago
to...
Chicago would be nice, too.
Abner.
Oh, excuse me. I forgot.
And put down that lantern.
All right.
Now, here's the way you're going to do it. You sneak down into town, and you don't let nobody see you. And then Gilroy and Cedric will go inside the building and get the records. Gilroy knows where they're kept because he used to be the city clerk. And, Cedric, you can help him carry them out.
Yes, Mom.
Some of them books are kind of heavy, you know.
Yes, Mom.
Abner, you and Frank stay outside as lookouts.
Yeah.
If you see any women coming, you warn Gilroy and Cedric so they can get out of there.
Yeah.
And recollect this, fellas. If they do catch you, don't go knocking them down or hitting them or nothing like that. Don't commit no violences. Because if you do, they can use that to prove that us men are just a batch of idiots and ain't fitting to run a town or nothing else.
Don't worry, I ain't going to hit none of them. My life means more to me than that.
And another thing, in case you do get caught, don't tell them what you're aiming on doing.
No.
Don't even give them half a idea. If they ever once find out what we're after, they'll guard them records to where we won't never get them.
Well, I won't tell them. Cross my heart. Hope to die. Cross your hearts, too, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Cross my heart. Hope to die.
Cross your heart, Gilroy.
Wait, you don't need to do all of that. I trust you fellers.
Lom, reckon if I was to carry a red lantern, they'd think I was a culvert that was out or something.
No, the lantern thing is out, Abner. You can find your way down there.
I don't know. It's sure dark. You picked the darkest night to do
it. I never know how dark it's going to be tonight.
Doggies can't see your hand from your face.
One more thing,
I
now.
I don't know why that'd help you.
If you get caught after you've got the records, why, then make a break for it. Do anything you can to get them books up here.
I always find my hand. Just follow my arm down.
Yeah, don't let nobody stop you. Stealing Pine Ridge is our only chance to bring them women folks back to their senses, so don't fail us.
Nah, doggers, we won't. We won't.
It's after 10 o'clock, so them women are all bound to be home asleep.
They'd better be.
All right, now, get going.
Yeah, come on, man. All right, doggies, let's get to rooting and snooting around here.
Yeah, let's go. Come on, fellas.
Yeah, hurry up, Gilroy. Let's get started.
Abner, Abner, wait a minute, Abner.
Huh?
Put down that lantern. Yeah, what time is it now, Squire?
Yeah, let's see, Lum. Fire's burned down slow, doesn't hardly give out any light at all.
Yeah, better get some more firewood, Ulysses.
Okay.
What time did you say it was, Squire?
Then it's near as I can see, Lum. It's about 12:15.
Grannies, that means they've been gone more than 2 hours.
Yes, they have. Yes, over 2 hours.
I'm getting sleepy.
Yeah, me too. It's sort of chilly out here tonight.
Yes, it is. Better punch up the fire there.
Yeah,
gets back.
Yeah, should do it.
It oughtn't to take them over a half hour to get them records and get back here.
Why, no, you wouldn't think so. It's not far down to town and back.
Reckon what's happened to them, anyways.
Well, obviously, they've run into difficulties of some kind, Lum.
Yeah, but the peculiar part of it is we ain't saw no lights turned on down there.
No, not a one, not a one.
Seems to me that if the women folks had caught them, well, half the town be lit up by now. That is, they'd have the lights on.
Yes, that's a sound reason, Lum. Or there'd be a commotion down there if they knew those men was in town.
Just don't understand it. And I don't like it, neither.
Well, now, I wouldn't worry too much, Lum. Not yet, anyway. Give them a little more time.
Yeah, but they're way overdue now.
Well, Lum, perhaps the women have posted some night patrols of some kind, and our men are still hiding down there waiting for their chance to slip in. That could be possible, you know.
Yeah, maybe, but I doubt it. We sent Cedric down there last night to sort of look the situation over, and he never saw no women out patrolling then.
Haven't heard anything from any of the men yet, have you, Lom?
Who is it? Oh, it's you, Dig.
Yeah.
Never knowed you in the shadows there. No, we ain't, Dig. I thought sure they'd be back by now.
Well, I did, too.
You got any ideas on what might have happened to them?
No. Not unless Abner decided to stop by his place and see how things were going, something silly like that.
Oh, I don't think he'd do that. Pretty sure he realized what a serious thing this is. No, I don't think he'd do nothing foolish like that.
Well, I just hope this whole thing isn't a foolish undertaking, Lum.
Oh, they'll be able to do it all right. And I told them exactly what to do in case they did get caught.
Yeah, well, that's not what I mean. I'm sure that they can get the records all right, but what I mean, Lum, after they do
get... Well, that's all we want. Once we've got them official records in our hands, we've got Pine Ridge.
Why, yes. Yeah,
we're leaving them women sitting down there with a lot of city offices and no city.
Well, I'll grant you that.
This is the one way we can whip them women and get things back the way they ought to be.
Yeah, but here's the thing that bothers me, Lum. There might be some legal complications we're getting ourselves into. Maybe the law will have something to say about such goings-on. I tried to tell you that yesterday when you brung up the idea and you wouldn't listen to me.
Well, the reason I never, Dick, is because there ain't nothing to worry about.
Well, I'm not so sure.
That's how they moved the capital of Oklahoma from Guthrie to Oklahoma City.
Yes, that's right, that's right.
If they can move a capital that away, surely we can do it with a little place like Pine Ridge.
Well, I still think that we should have investigated the thing a little more, Lum, instead of just rushing into it.
Well, we had to rush into it, Dick. You know well as I do that we couldn't have helped the men up here another single day without taking some kind of action.
Well, that's true, too.
So we had to do something, whether it was the right thing or not. But I'm just as sure as I'm sitting here that it's the right thing.
Well, I hope you're right, Lum. I certainly want to get this thing straightened out just as much as anybody else. I know that.
Well, this'll do it. I know it will.
Lum, after we get the official records of the town, what do you say is our next step then? What do you propose to do?
Well, the way I see it, we ain't going to have to propose to do nothing. The next step is up to the women.
You believe that the women will come to us, huh? On their hands and knees, so to speak.
Why, sure. What else can they do? They want to live in the town of Pine Ridge, they've got to come to us.
Yes, that's reasonable.
Pine Ridge is where the records is at, and we'll have them. That is, I hope we'll have them. What time's it getting to be now, Squire?
I just told you a few minutes ago, Lum. Can't hardly be more than 20 or 25 after 12 by now.
Grannies, I wish they'd hurry. Say, I'm getting worried.
Well, it is a little disturbing, I'll admit that. I don't like the looks of this delay myself.
Hey,
Lum. Who's that? Sound like Grandpa.
I think I hear somebody coming up the hill. Must be them. Yeah, I can hear them now. Hear somebody anyway. All right, Grannies, that's Abner's voice. Hits them. Hey, Abner. Abner, did you get them? What happened?
Is that you, Lum? Hurry up, Cedric. Hey, we're back,
fellas. Boy, am I glad.
Lum, can you see if they got the records?
Hurry up, Abner. Did you get the stuff?
Did we? I'll say we did. What do you think we're toting here?
Well, good for you.
Well, George, congratulations,
yeah,
man.
Set the stuff down here, fellas. That's it,
yeah,
Gilroy.
Right there,
good work, Frank. What in the world taking you so long?
Yes, sir. You're going to be proud of us, Lum. Me special. If I can get my breath. Mostly my hearty.
What do you mean?
Well, sir, I figured that long as we's doing this, we might just as well do a good job of it.
Good job.
So after we got all the official city records, why, then we went down to Dick's store and stole all the post office records, too. Post office records?
What's the matter, Dick? Is there something wrong with that?
Wrong? Don't you realize, Lum, you're tampering with United States government property?
Huh?
And what's worse, I'm expecting the government postal inspector any day now.
Well, from where I sit, it looks as though Abner and his cohorts did too good a job. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, is a miserable cold putting a crimp in the way you feel these days? Well, if it is, remember your ABCs, the Alka-Seltzer ABCs for cold comfort. And here they are. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B, be wise. Get plenty of rest, watch your diet, dress warmly, and stay out of drafts. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for the raw, scratchy throat, which so often goes...